When you have a pool in the summer, I feel like you attract the crazies to your home.
Yeah, it's true. You're always going to have a certain amount of people to show up. Certainly, it's been hot. It's been hot all over the place, right? So, you know, when people, they start to come out of the woodwork, right? Friends that you haven't seen in forever. Oh, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, what's going on this afternoon? Neighbors, they want to trade for pool time. Yeah, they kind of come all over the place here. On Friday, one such party took place at my house where I, you know, had no idea that anybody was going to be coming over my house or anybody was going to be stopping by. And my wife decided to invite like a dozen people.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
At every pool gathering, Anna, you're going to have the same characters that show up every time. So there's always the person that wants the music to be louder. That's my wife. So I can't get rid of that character. She's always there. But there's the splasher.
I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Who just always wants to jump into the pool. They're doing the AC move or the cannonball or whatever. Water's all over the place. You know, you're going to have the hose in the pool the next day.
What is up with the person that always wants to do the cannonball and splash everybody? What is up with that person? And it doesn't matter. I think you're born that way because they start doing it when they're 4 years old and then they're 47 years old and they're still doing the cannonball off the side.
You might be right. Yeah. When they're children, you can't tell them that it's not cool. You have to act like it's all funny. And of course, the parents are apologizing. I'm so sorry. It's like, no. That's what it's there for. It's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have the water scientist who always wants to talk to you about your water.
What's the right order to add pool chemicals? Before you add any pool chemicals, be sure to test your water.
Oh, wow. Your water is so nice right now, huh? But is it a little bit hard? What do you think your pH level is? You know, this is what I do with my pool. Really? Is that what you do with your pool? Well, I had a pool like 10 years ago. Uh-huh. I don't have a pool anymore. But of course, there's still a water scientist. They want to tell you all about your pool.
That person, I think, might be the most annoying. They'd be like, why are you here? Get out of here.
Right. Don't show up and talk to me about my pool unless there's a problem with my pool water.
I never want to hear the words pH level when I'm in the pool.
The other thing is, so if your pool looks great, which I've had a great season, I'm killing it this year. Everybody wants me to come over and fix their pool.
I see.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't been able to see through it for 3 weeks. Help me out, whatever. Of course, there's your nieces, nephews, and then, you know, your friends' kids who forgot their bathing suits, too.
How many times are you going to forget your bathing suit?
Oh, thanks, dude.
Good thing my family doesn't live too far from each other. I forgot my swimsuit.
I mean, it's 1,000 degrees out. You're going over somebody's house that has a pool. You know you need your bathing suit. So what are we doing here? You came over to borrow my bathing suit. That's what you did.
You have a whole group of people that just want to steal all your bathing suits.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
My Uncle Tom has been to my house every time. He is the first person in the pool and the last person to leave. And every time he doesn't bring a suit.
So weird.
Which leads me to the other person too, right? The awkward visitor who, you know, borrows something, you know, of yours, but needs to change in the house too at that point. And just feels like for some reason, this entire interaction is kind of like an aphrodisiac.
Oh, I just got out of the shower.
Yeah. Can I borrow your towel for a sec? My car just hit a water buffalo. Nice place you have here.
I mean, everybody's welcome, but stay outside.
Right, definitely.